listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what we gain through the blood of Jesus. I'm going to read to you from Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, which says this. In whom, that is Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Now, this remarkable statement comes in the midst of a prayer Paul prayed for the Christians in the ancient city of Colossae. The whom referred to in verse 14 is Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus that we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. First, notice that we have redemption. The ancient word that the Apostle Paul used here has the idea of release by a legal ransom. We were once held as slaves and we needed to be set free. We really could do nothing to free ourselves, but Jesus came and bought us redemption. He didn't free us by force, though he could have. Instead, Jesus freed us by satisfying the chains of guilt under the law that kept us bound as slaves. Those chains of guilt were broken and taken away through his blood. Please note that. We aren't redeemed through the teaching of Jesus, as brilliant and true as it was. We aren't redeemed through the miracles of Jesus, as powerful and amazing as they were. We aren't redeemed through the example of Jesus, as perfect as it was. We are only redeemed through his blood, his death on the cross as a sacrifice for sins and as a substitute for guilty sinners. This was the only way the rescue could be according to the law of God. Since the sacrificial death of Jesus was real, the redemption is real. It's true. Through his work on the cross, that is, through his blood, we have the forgiveness of sins. Our sin and guilt is sent away because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. To be honest, the greatness of this forgiveness of sins is lost on many people today. This is mostly because they think very little of their sins. If our sense of sin is small, then what Jesus did to win our forgiveness will also seem small. But friends, our sins are not small. And something inside of us knows this. We seem afraid to take a quiet moment to think about who we are and how we stand before God. We distract ourselves with a constant stream of entertainment and excitement. We medicate our guilt with alcohol, drugs, and romance. Deep inside, we know that we are great sinners who need great forgiveness. Fortunately, in Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So stop trusting in anyone or anything else, especially yourself. Put your trust in him and in what he did for you on the cross. And when the guilt once again tries to bind you in chains, answer this: I know that I'm a great sinner, but Jesus Christ is an even greater Savior, and he did it all by his blood.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.